Hello, dear listeners. We are here with evangelist and prophecy teacher Joseph Bonfort, who has an important message about the end time. In the last few years, the Lord has given Brother Joseph a special insight to understand the end time events, such as the rise of the Antichrist, the Great Tribulation, the Mark of the Beast 666, the Rapture of the Church, the Battle of Armageddon, the Millennium, the Judgment of the Believers, the White Throne Judgment, New Jerusalem, New Heaven and New Earth. Will there be nations who will be living on the New Earth? And much more. Today we would like to ask him some questions about the Rapture of the Church. Some of the questions that many people ask are, will the Rapture be secret? Will it be before or after the Great Tribulation? Can we know for sure when will it be? We will submit now all these questions to Brother Joseph. Brother Joseph, what is your opinion about when will the Rapture be?
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Well, to tell you the truth, I don't want to have any opinions, because opinions can be right. Opinions can be wrong. But it's not very safe to walk on opinions. I will go to the scripture. When is the rapture? I will start with Daniel 9:27. Then we will go to Daniel 11:31. See, first of all, let's understand the context of what kind of scenario the rapture will take place. So there is going to be a great tribulation, which the Bible talks repeatedly, and Jesus talked about it, and the book of Revelation talks about it. You see, everything begins in Daniel 9:27, where Daniel is speaking here, so in the 5th century before Christ, and it says, then he is talking about the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. 1 week, of course, it's the Hebrew Shabuah, which means 7 years. If you go to Genesis 27, verse 29, we see that Shabuah means also 7 years. So what he's saying here, the Antichrist will confirm the covenant for 7 years. And then he continued down in 9:27. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to the sacrifice and the offering, talking about the Jewish sacrifice. And on the wing of abominations shall be one that makes desolate. So basically, when the Antichrist stops the sacrifice of the Jews, that will cause the great tribulations. And this will be in the middle of the week. It's important we understand this. There will be a covenant of 7 years, okay? In the middle of the 7 years, the Antichrist will stop the sacrifice, and this will cause the great tribulation for the remaining 3.5 years. Now, the word abominations that makes desolate, it's the Hebrew words shikutz shamem. Now we find the continuation of this Daniel 9:27 in Daniel 11:31. It says, forces shall be mastered by him, and they shall defy the sanctuary fortress. It's talking about the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, which is not built yet, but according to the prophecy, will be built. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifice and place the abomination of desolations. Now, these words here in Daniel 11:31, abomination of desolation, is again shikutz shamem, the same words we found in Daniel 9:27, abomination of desolation, shikutz shamem. In other words, these two scriptures are perfect continuation. Daniel 9:27, he shall confirm the covenant for 1 week, 7 years. In the middle of the 7 years, he breaks it. All right, and there shall be abomination and desolations. Daniel 11:31. When he stops the daily sacrifice, he shall place the abomination of desolation. The same shikutz shamim, the same words, the same event, the same incident. So don't make a mistake. He's talking about the same thing. Now, why is this so important? It's very important because Jesus, in Matthew 24:15, beginning from verse 15, Jesus says, when you see the abomination of desolation in the holy place it's used in the Bible only for the temple in Jerusalem, then flee to the mountains. Because, verse 21, then there will be great tribulations, such as was not since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days shall be short, no flesh shall be saved, etc. So this is the great tribulation. Jesus is saying here, when you see the abomination of desolation, Jesus says, then flee to the mountains. So it's a perfect continuation, done in 9:27, done in 9:11:31, and Matthew 24:15 to 22. He's talking about the same event. Jesus connects himself to the abomination of desolation that Daniel talked about it.
Brother Joseph, some people say that the abomination of desolation is the one Antiochus Epiphanes placed in the temple before Christ.
Well, it is true that in 168 BC, Antiochus Epiphanes, the king of Syria, was one of the Greek kings, he puts the statue of Jupiter, of Zeus, Jupiter, the god of the Greeks, in the temple, and he also sacrificed a pig in the temple, both of which are abominations, and that's why many Bible scholars think that that's the abomination of desolation that Daniel spoke. Okay, but that's impossible, this interpretation, because Jesus, 200 years later, after Antiochus Epiphanes was 168 BC, Jesus in 33 AD, about 200 years later, he put it in the future, the abomination. He said in Matthew 24:15, when you see the abomination of desolations spoken by Daniel the prophet, then flee. He says, when you shall see in the future. Why? Verse 21. Because then shall be future great tribulation. So therefore, it cannot be Antiochus because Jesus put it in the future. Very simple. So what happens when Daniel says in Daniel 11:31 that the abomination of desolation is placed? Well, if you keep reading Daniel 11:31 until verse 35, it says, those who understand shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by sword, by flame, captivity, and by plundering. They shall fall, why? To refine them, to purify them, to make them white, even until the time of the end. So when this daily sacrifice in Jerusalem is stopped, this abomination is set up, this shall cause a great tribulation, which is a persecution against Christianity, which is the purpose of the devil all the time. The purpose of the devil is to conquer the world. He cannot conquer the world as long as there are Christians around. Why? Because we have the greatest power of the universe, that's not the devil, but it's Jesus Christ in our hearts. And until the devil can defeat Christianity, he cannot conquer the world. More on the Great Tribulation. If we go to Revelation 13, 5, and then 6 and 7, it talks about the Antichrist. Here, let's open in Revelation 13. Let's go there. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and powers was given unto him to continue 42 months. So, Revelation 13, it talks about the beast. Almost all Bible scholars, those who really understand the Bible and study the Bible, agree that this is the Antichrist. Okay, the word Antichrist is used for the in the Bible in 1 John 2:18. It talks about the Antichrist. It's the same personality in Revelations 11 and 12 and 13, which is called the beast or the dragon with the seven heads. All right. So, in this scripture, which we just read, Revelation 13:5, it says that it will be given unto him power for 42 months, which are the same period of the half of the week, half of the 7 years. All right? So, 7 years are 84 months. So, this 42 months is exactly half a week, half of the 7 years. The half of the treaty which the Antichrist will break to stop the daily sacrifice, to place the abomination of desolation, which will start the persecution, which will be unleashed against the Christians. Is it clear so far? I ask my audience. So, conclusion, Daniel 9:27, the Antichrist makes a covenant for 7 years, then he breaks it in the middle. Okay, what is the middle? 3.5 years. So until 3.5 years, the first 3.5 years, there is peace, there is daily sacrifice. And then from the middle, when the covenant is broken, until the end, that's another 3.5 years, there is great tribulation. We see that in Daniel 11:31 to 35. Verse 31, he puts the abomination after he stops the sacrifice, which is a continuation of Daniel 9:27. So puts abomination of desolation in the middle of the 7 years, after 3.5 years. And then that causes great tribulation, as we see in the continuation of Daniel 11:31-35. So the great tribulation is clearly 3.5 years. The second 3.5 years of the 7 year covenant, which is broken in the middle, which Jesus connects from Matthew 24:15-21. He said, when you see the abomination, then flee, because shall be great tribulation. So clear the great tribulation, the second 3.5 years of the 7 years, and it lasted 3.5 years. The same 3.5 years of tribulation we see confirmed in Revelation 11:2-3, Revelation 12:6-14, and Revelation 13:5. These are 3.5 years of tribulation confirmed everywhere in the Bible. So praise the Lord. Okay, so if you don't understand the tribulation, we will not understand the rapture, because the rapture is in the context and in function of the great tribulation. It is the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, the Lamb, coming to rescue his bride, rescue his church from the persecution of the dragon, from the destruction of the Antichrist. That's what the rapture really is. It's God's salvation sent to rescue us. Now, why don't we go to another chapter on the same context, Revelation 11:2-7. Here we find a parallel to this. We have a question here. Yes.
My question is, 42 months is 3.5 years?
Yes, 42 months is 3.5 years is a good question, because if you check on our calendar, it's like the days are a little different, you see, because in fact, the scripture I was going to read now in Revelation 11:2-3, it talks about God giving power to his witnesses to prophesy for 1,260 days in Revelation 11:3. And in Revelation, the scripture before, Revelation 11:2, it talks about the Gentile treading underfoot the holy city for 42 months. And then the next scripture, verse 3, says 1,260 days. Now, if you multiply this 42 months, is like it does not come to 1,260 days. This is because the calendar used in the Bible is different. It's not the same calendar, Gregorian, we are using today. But in the Bible, the calendar that the prophet, this was John the Revelator, 96 AD, on the Isle of Patmos, received this revelation. He was not using the Gregorian calendar, which was implemented in the 16th century by Pope Gregorius. He was obviously using the calendar in use in his day, which was the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar is different because it has 12 months or 30 days, amounting to 360 days instead of 365 days, 0.25, which is our calendar. That's the difference. So if you go home and check on the calculator, don't write to me and say, hey, preacher, the days are not right. This is because this is a different calendar in the Bible, right? This is a Jewish calendar, and today we have a different calendar. Okay, now, I'll continue reading in Revelations. Chapter 11, I want to go until verse 7. So here we saw that God is going to give the power to his two witnesses to prophesy for 3.5 years or 42 months or 1,260 days, the same period. All right, why they have to prophesy? Because this is the great tribulation and God needs witnesses. When a time when the church will be persecuted, the church will be closed, like it was under communist Russia, when the Bolsheviks took power and destroyed the church, the Christianity, the true Christians had to go underground, etc. During the Great Tribulation, God will need two witnesses. And these two witnesses are two very, very powerful witnesses. Just listen to this. Verse 4. These are the two olive trees standing before the God of the earth. Verse 5. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rains not in the days of the prophecy. And a power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Can you imagine? They can smite the earth with national catastrophes as often as they want. This is God's tribulations against the Antichrist, who will be busy tribulating the church. In this time, instead to keep the Antichrist under control, so it doesn't destroy the church completely. Understand? Verse 7. And when they shall have finished the testimony, the beast ascends out of the bottomless pit. That's the Antichrist, okay? Shall make war against them and shall overcome them and shall kill them. So this, verse 7, we see that it says here, when they shall finish the testimony. When is that? Well, verse 3 tells us how long the testimony is. It says, I will give power unto mighty witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, 1,260 days. In other words, it's saying here that these people, these two witnesses, will prophesy for 3.5 years. In verse 7, it says, when they finish the testimony. When is that? At the end of 3.5 years. 3.5 years of tribulation, because the beast is in control. All right? And so here we are, the two dead bodies of these two mighty prophets who prophesied for 3.5 years, laying on the streets, dead. Okay, so don't forget this picture. We'll come back to this scenario in a little while. First, I want to go back to the rapture for a minute, okay? So remember what happened here. The Great Tribulation, 3.5 years, they got killed, and the dead bodies are on the streets. Okay, now, the rapture. Now, God, he put a signal in the Bible to point out when the rapture is going to be. All right, what's the signal? Well, in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17, let's go to 1 Thessalonians, verse 15. Actually, we can even start from 16, really. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. There'll be a trumpet that sounds. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So understand, there will be a trumpet that sounds. All right. And then when the trumpet sounds, we shall be caught up together. We'll fly in the sky to meet Jesus in the air. Those who are still alive, the ones already dead, the believers already with Jesus, already with the Lord. So we found that there is a sign, there is a signal. The signal is the trumpet. Next question we can ask, how many trumpets are there? Well, if we go to Revelation 8:2, we read Revelation chapter 8, verse 2, and I saw the seven angels. Okay, Revelation, we can start verse 1. All right. I saw the seven angels, and through them were given seven trumpets. You understand? These are if you read the Revelation 8 and 9, it's very, very clearly this is the Great Tribulation. Just in one war, Revelation 9:18, 2 billion people are killed. 2,000 million people are killed. And doubtless an atomic war. All right. So we discover, number one, there is a trumpet with a signal of the tribulation. Number two, the trumpets are seven. Okay, we're making progress here. So next step, which of the seven is the trumpet that signals the rapture? Let's go to Corinth, beautiful city in Greece. Paul, writing to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 and 52, yeah, so we go to Corinth here. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 52. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. It says all. All right? So all the believers shall be included in this rapture. So there's no two rapture, three rapture, four raptures. We shall all be changed. It doesn't say some because others were changed in some secret rapture before. No, it says all shall we change. Okay, so it says here in verse 52, which trumpet is the one? It says the last trumpet. So we discovered that there is a trumpet. The trumpet are in the number of seven. And our trumpet is the trumpet number 7, the last trumpet. So we're making a lot of progress here. Now, as you notice, we are not going to answer any question with opinions. We're not teaching opinion. I'm against opinion. I don't like opinions. I've been wrong many times in my life. I am only interested in God's opinion. And I'm only interesting to answer Bible question with the Bible, to answer scripture with scripture, to balance scripture with scripture. I don't like some people that write a book based on a scripture, they end up on their opinions. Alpha and the Omega means starts on a scripture, ends on a scripture. So now let's find in the scripture which of these 7 trumpets we found is the 7. Now let's go investigate and see when this trumpet will sound. All right, let's go to Revelation 11. Let's go back again to Revelation 11. What do we have in Revelation 11? We left 2 dead bodies, remember? There were 2 dead bodies lying on the streets, 3.5 years. We were prophesying, sending fire against their enemies, sending earthquake and sending all kinds of national catastrophes. You can imagine, Antichrist is going to be in control of the world. According to Revelation 13:5, the whole world will follow the Antichrist. It's just like the whole Germany was following Hitler, the whole Italy was following Mussolini, the whole Russia was following Stalin. I mean, some of the people were in disagreement, but nevertheless, the system was under their control. So the whole world is going to be following the Antichrist, who's going to be the devil in the flesh. All right, so he's going to tell the world through his TV, etc., that these 2 guys are 2 weirdos, maybe through extraterrestrial, maybe 2 UFOs. They're coming here sending fire, you know, against helicopters, against planes, against tanks from the Antichrist coming to kill them. They're going to destroy all these things. So I can just imagine the TV and the media accusing these people of being some kind of strange UFOs coming from some flying saucers. In reality, they are 2 prophets of God. They're keeping the Antichrist under control so the church can survive, because a lot of the church is going to be destroyed. Like it says in Revelation 13:7, he shall overcome the saints. Here, let's read it. But there's going to be the victorious church. Okay? So Revelation 13, verse 7. And it was given unto him, the Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues, a nation, and all that dwell on the earth shall worship him. Whose name, but who are these guys? Whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb. So therefore, make sure you have Jesus. Make sure you receive Jesus. So Jesus in your heart is going to protect you from worshiping this system, from worshiping the devil, for receiving the mark of the beast and going to hell. Receiving the mark of the beast, people go to hell. Like it says in Revelation 14, verse 9 until 13. Don't receive the mark. In this very chapter, Revelation 13, it talks about the mark of the beast. So it's definitely talking about the Antichrist here. Okay, so back to Revelation 11. So what happens? So the dead bodies are on the, laying down dead. Verse 11 and 12. After 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life of God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up here. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. This ascending up to heaven after the 3.5 years of tribulations, doesn't that remind you 1 Thessalonians 4:16? Jesus Christ shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God. What does it look to you after 3.5 years of tribulation? They ascend in heaven. So they are going to fly in heaven, and the people of the world are going to be all scared. See, the word heaven here is the word ouranos in Greek, which is used only for the heaven of God. In other words, these guys are not taking a flight among the clouds and come back. They are going to heaven. What is this after 3 days of tribulation? Well, maybe it will help us clarify and confirm what this flying up after tribulation is if we keep reading. In verse 15, remember there was something missing. Remember that what was the signal? Remember we discovered the signal was a trumpet. Remember it said it was 7? Remember it was a 7? There is something missing here. They are flying in heaven Where is the trumpet? We lost the trumpet. Has anybody found the trumpet? Listen, the trumpet is found in verse 15. So as they fly up to heaven, listen, as they fly in heaven, okay, verse 12, here, keep reading. Verse 15, what does it say? And the seventh angel sounded. We found the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet. The trumpet that indicates the rapture, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 52. And the seven angels sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. This is the end of the world of the devil and the beginning of the world of Jesus. Amen. So we see clearly by the seven trumpets, all right, that rapture, it's clearly after the Great Tribulation. There's no doubt about it. All right. So, but one of the most clear thing in the Bible is actually the words of Jesus. What did Jesus say? Let's go to Matthew 24. So in verse 15 and 16, Jesus says, when you see the abomination of desolation, flee. Because what? Because in verse 21, Jesus says, then, when you see the abomination, shall be great tribulations. And then what? Jesus continued, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation, then the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, trumpet number seven, and they will gather together his elect. Jesus is saying here, Matthew 24, that after the tribulation, he will send his angel to gather, to rapture his church. This is very clear. So, conclusion. The rapture is after the tribulation, and there is no question about it. There can be many opinions about it, but scripturally, there can be no questions. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry I've had to do this a little bit fast. But we're preparing a whole series of CDs here about the end time. And if you stay tuned and you write in, we'll send all kinds of CDs for you to understand this. It took me more than 30 years to put this thing together. Having learned from everybody, finally I threw everything away. I just stuck to the Bible, and things began to click much more clearly. The anointing came down. So you can learn this thing just by writing in and ask for the CDs. We'll send them to you. So praise the Lord. This was very inspiring, very exciting. And the Great Tribulation, remember, it's a purging for the church. It's a great time to show our faith to Jesus. It's a great time to stand up for the Lord. It's a great time to force a call. It's a beautiful time to renew our pledge to Jesus. It's a time to wash our dirty clothes, dirty by the world, by our selfishness, our dirty laundry made filthy by our carnality, by our evil thoughts, and wash them in the blood of the Lamb. How can you wash in the blood of the Lamb? Well, they're spiritual clothes. Because the blood of the Lamb is the only thing spiritually that can really make us determined to overcome every difficulty. In the Great Tribulation, it will be a time for the true church, the true Philadelphia church, to separate from the Laodicea false church of today and stand up for Jesus and show. And the anointing of God is going to come down, and is going to provide for the true church. It's going to take care of the true church. If you are in the true church, you'll be there. If you are not, just receive Jesus in your heart. Dedicate your heart, your life, your soul, everything to Jesus, your body, your family, your house, your present and your future, and the anointing will come down, because he promised, because Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first God, seek ye first Jesus, the Bible, the truth, preach it, live it, believe it, love it, and all these things shall be added unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Amen.